Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels are back in studio. We're going to take a look at Thailand today. Welcome.
Hi Trina, how are you? And this is a place that you had one of your best holidays ever, I believe.
Oh, do you know, it was about, I would say about 15 years, no more than that. Got it.
Must have been only 12, were you?
No, yeah. I went with one of my friends and we still talk about it to this day. It was a last minute thing we decided to do and oh my God.
Sometimes they can be the best though.
Yeah.
And when you, I mean, I find when you don't plan things, sometimes it's great. But the amount of people that have said to me, right, and a hands up here, I haven't been to Thailand yet, booked for October, but the amount of people that have said to me, it is what you've just said, that they've had the most amazing experience and islands and, you know, movies with Leonardo DiCaprio and like so many things, food, like best food you'd ever have. So you probably agree with all that, do you? And great value.
I still remember that the hotel we stayed in had this really luxurious kind of spa treatments and all the rest. And there was one particular day and we were treating ourselves to everything. And I think the bill at the end of the day was something like 30 quid.
Wow. Like, yeah, phenomenal. I know, yeah. But yeah, like Thailand and Asia, places like that, you know, you do get it. Don't you remember, like when I was in China years ago as well, we went in and Jenny, I was with this friend, her hair done, nails, massage. We got free beers, $10 for the two of us.
And you're embarrassed.
but, really embarrassed
to be only given that, you know.
But that's amazing. Anyway, Sarah, you've got some really nice offers for Thailand. And the value is brilliant.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because as well as being so cheap on the ground, it's actually really, really reasonable to get there. Like, there's so many options now between like daily flights with Emirates and Etihad and Qatar, like all just one stop, you know, on the way. Obviously you can go to London or Europe as well, but it's so easy to get to, and the hotel prices are so cheap. Mm. Like I was looking at some of Tropical Sky's offers there recently. I have a great post on the website and they're like 5-star hotel for like a week, including flights and transfers, for €1,079.
Wow.
Like, you'd barely get that now in the Canaries for a 5-star hotel, never mind including your flights over to Thailand. And like some of the 2 centre options as well are so good. I know Maya Bay, where the beach was filmed, is back open again now and you can do boat trips over. I don't think you can swim there. They're still protecting the reef, but you can go there now again. 5 nights in Phuket and 5 nights in the Phi Phi Islands, and you can go and visit the beaches. That's like $16.59 for 10 nights in 5-star hotels with your transfers included. The value is just blowing me away. I was there like you, but it was a long, long time ago. I really want to go back now.
Yeah, I mean, Krabi. I've heard so much about Krabi. You might have gone there. Trina, I don't know, and Phuket, and of course Chiang Mai, and I think we're doing 11 nights, all the stuff inclusive. It's £1,800. Like, I'm going to Bali, great bucket list I've always wanted to do in May. Trina, I'm going to fly with Qatar via Doha. I'm going to do 3 nights in Doha. I've never been there either, and then I'm going to go to Bali, and I believe it's the only Hindu island in Indonesia. The temples and the beaches and stuff will be great. Yeah, so I'm excited. But the flight was brilliant and you can stop off and stuff, so that's going to be good. But for October, and I believe October, by the way, is a really good time to travel as well. The girl that I was saying to you about earlier, Trina, the new writer we have, she lives in Chiang Mai. She's lovely. Zanzan Arena, she's a local there and she's actually written a lovely piece, Top Things to Do on Thailand. So have a look at that and you'll see it. It's really good.
You want to make sure you're not there kind of during the rainy season, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think February as well, a lot of the farmers burn the crops or something. I don't know, there's something about avoid February as well.
The one thing about Thailand, and this is where it's good, I suppose, to talk to an agent or like Tropical Sky, who know that the rainy season, it depends on where you are. So in like some islands, it's rainy season from May to September, and the other side of the country, it's rainy season from September to March. So you can pretty much go year round, but you just need to pick the right islands, because it's there's different monsoons and different rainy seasons.
Well, I'd love to give a little shout out if I can to Jill, who's looking after my Bali and the Thailand trip, and she's been everywhere and from Tropicals. And I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, you say it when she goes, oh, you have to go to this temple, Uluwatu, you have to go here, it's only 30 minutes. Like, you can't, you'll be foffing around on the internet, like, you'll be, is that okay? Is that safe?
Yeah.
I mean, she's just, I'm going to buy her a little hamper or something before I go. go, because she's just like, seriously, now one of the best I've come across. Just so, thank you, Jill.
I say she'd like a handbag from Bangkok instead.
Yeah, no, listen, just let me know. Send me a list. I'll bring back.
Do you know what did happen to us when we were going though? Obviously, we flew into Bangkok and our luggage was lost on the way. So we thought to ourselves, actually, we'll just see, we'll be able to go in and buy some new clothes. And I tell you what, if you're anything over a size 10, forget it. Forget
no,
it. You'd walk into the shops and they'd look at you. No, we've nothing for you.
I remember going to Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, you can have a lovely suit made in 24 hours.
So,
so you can have to. That's brilliant, isn't it? Like, it's a great destination as well. A lot of people don't think, like, they think backpacking and stuff, but it's great for families as well, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a really good one that it's actually the one I want to go back and do as well. It's a place, there's a little place called Elephant Hills, and it's one of the most award-winning ethical elephant camps in the world, I think. But certainly, you know, it's really, really, the conservation of the elephants is incredible. So there's a really popular family trip where you spend 5 nights in one island, 5 nights in another island, and then 2 nights in Elephant Hills. And when you're at Elephant Hills, you're staying in a tented camp, but it's like a luxury tented camp, you know. And you get to do activities, you get to go down the river, you obviously get to see the conservation of the elephants as well. And like, again, that's like, I know I keep going on about the value, but for a couple, I think it's about 1800 for 12 nights. And for a family, like during peak season, for the October midterm break, 7800 for a family of four, including your meals in Elephant Hills, your 5-star hotels, all your transfers, you know, that's, I think, like for the October or midterm break, it's just really good value. Now, and you don't have to go 5-star, you can obviously go cheaper hotels if you want.
There was speaking of the elephants, I remember when we went, oh God, and I feel so bad about this, we went to a place, you really have to do your research. We went to one of those elephant places and we didn't know at the time. Of course, it was in the news years later. And like, we thought that it was like an animal kind of sanctuary, and it absolutely was not. So you really need to be careful, don't you, where you're, and do your research before you go to.
Yeah, no, I'd hate that. Yeah. But you're saying there, the Elephant Hills, that's amazing, because the one that I've booked, right, I'm getting a canoe safari. I'm visiting Chow Larn Lake. I'm doing jungle trekking and it's full board there. But from the 1st of November to the 19th of December, for 14 nights, including a week in what's the name of the place that I'm going to, Khao Lak, it's 1689 if you go in May to June, and then it's 2159 for that. But that's 14 nights with 5 nights Phuket, 2 nights in Elephant Hills, and that's in the tent, or, you know, it's on full board. Yeah. And then the Khao Lak place where you can do, that's in the sands there. But I mean, It's just amazing value, isn't
it?
I can't wait to go.
And then the fact that you spend so little when you're there as well.
Yeah.
And like, where you just wouldn't get 5-star hotels for that kind of price in Europe. You just
I know.
Not.
And
possible.
They were saying as well, you know, you can, and all the kind of lovely, you can get the massages on the beach. It's just part of their culture. So it'll be great. I'll never leave. I'll set up a little digital nomad office over there. I'll never be seen
there again. There's worse places you could be setting up your little home
Friends
office.
Of mine got stuck there during COVID, and they actually ended up, they go there now every year for 3 or 4 months. They loved it so much.
We went to Koh Samui, and it was a beautiful hotel. I can't remember. I wish I knew all the, you know the way Ed remembers every single detail about everywhere he's been. I wish I had that memory.
Never forget.
I know, I wish I had that memory that I could tell everyone about the places. There's so much information. There's so many tours and different things you can do. I mean, we really spent the time going off and doing all the different activities. We even went to this thing, and it was like it was kind of like a Buddhist kind of temple where they take a vow of silence. They did some sort of, I was there with one of my girlfriends, and they did some sort of ceremony thing, and we were like, we were leaving going, I think we're married now.
Oh my God, isn't that great? I'd love that. And the kind of marriage you don't even know. That's great.
You can get married in October.
I think that'd be great. It'd be lovely not to even know you're married, wouldn't it? Sala Samui Changa Beach Resort. That's one that I was told in Koh Samui is amazing. I don't know if that's the one you were in. Sala Samui, whatever, Changa Beach Resort. Apparently it's fantastic. So yeah, that's another one I'd love to add on if I could. I'll have to change the flight for a few days. But that's brilliant, isn't it? It's great as well that the country is so varied, isn't it? And you said it's very safe, isn't it? I know you hear about weird things that happening sometimes in tropical islands, but it's very safe.
We were in our early 20s and two girls travelling alone and not used to travelling.
Really, wasn't it? The locals had to watch out, the two of
you. Not really used to travelling and we were grand, you know, so yeah, it was good.
Brilliant,
yeah.
Brilliant.
You'll have to come back and tell us all about it when you go then, Ed. I think there's something like 1,400 islands now. So you can,
well, I remember all the names of those now. We'll have to be jotting it down in my little pad.
Where can we get all the info on this, on Thailand?
Well, I've got five amazing Thailand deals that are up to date on the website now, thetravelexpert.ie, and you can see the mixture, the two centres, three centres, or just single, and you can obviously add on anything you want onto those. They're just starter packages. And then Ed, on your website you have this new article that the local Thai person wrote for you.
That's really nice. 10 nights on Tropical Sky again. You can book everything through them. You can ring, I mean, if anyone still likes to make an old fashioned phone call, you can ring Jill on 01 664 9999, and that's tropicalsky.ie. And I have to say now, she really knows her stuff.
Super. We'll see you next week.
Thanks a million.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.